BBC News with David Austin. Iraqi forces say they've made more gains in their intense battle to recapture the last enclave still held by the Islamic State group in Mosul. The military says it's recaptured a district on the northwestern side of the old city where IS fighters are making a last stand. It's opposite the Nuri Mosque that was destroyed by the jihadists last week. The Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo has been moved from a Chinese prison to hospital after being diagnosed with terminal liver cancer. Mr. Liu, a poet and human rights campaigner, was sentenced to 11 years in 2009 on subversion charges after he organised a petition calling for the end of one-party rule. The Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has ordered an inquiry into an oil tanker fire that killed more than 150 people on Sunday. He said compensation. Would be paid to the families of the dead and injured. Russia's Internal Security Service, the FSB, says those involved in carrying out a deadly bombing on the St. Petersburg metro in April had used the Telegram messaging app. Russia's communications watchdog has threatened to block the app unless it registers with the authorities, obliging it to cooperate with the security services. Police in Myanmar and Thailand have set fire to illegal drugs worth $800 million. Both countries have seen huge seizures of synthetic drugs, and Myanmar remains one of the world's biggest opium producers. Britain's Conservative Party has signed a deal with a small party from Northern Ireland that will allow it to govern as a minority administration. The deal has taken more than 2 weeks to complete after the Conservatives lost their majority in Britain's general election. Firefighters are continuing to try to put out forest fires in southern Spain, which have been threatening a UNESCO biosphere reserve near the city of Huelva. That's the latest BBC News.